KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky. It's 71 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 94. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. The Iowa State Patrol Wednesday evening released the names of those involved in a car versus motorcycle accident Wednesday afternoon on Highway 71, just off Interstate 80 in Cass County. Officials say the operator of the motorcycle, 65-year-old Thomas Joseph Radniecki of Oakley, Minnesota, who was wearing a helmet, was transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic before being flown by helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. The accident happened at around 2:40 p.m. when Radniecki's 2012 Honda was struck by a 2017 Chrysler, driven by 54-year-old Suzanne McRae of Strathroy, Ontario, Canada. Radniecki had just exited I-80 eastbound at the mile marker 60 or Highway 71 off-ramp and failed to yield at the stop sign. The southbound car made contact with the left front side of the cycle. McRae and her passenger, who were wearing their seatbelts, were not hurt. Atlantic Fire and Rescue, Medevac, and the Cass County Sheriff's Office assisted the State Patrol at the scene. A traffic stop for speeding in Audubon County last night resulted in the arrest of a man on drug charges. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports 41-year-old J. Joseph Radigan of Exira was taken into custody at around 8:30 p.m. on charges that include possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. Radigan was also cited for speeding. He was pulled over in the 1700 block of Littlefield Drive and taken into custody after a sheriff's canine Axel alerted to the presence of narcotics in the vehicle and the search was conducted. Radigan was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later posted a $2,000 cash bond before being released. A traffic stop last night in Adams County resulted in the arrest of a man from Union County on weapons-related charges. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says deputies pulled over a vehicle near the intersection of Corning Carl Road and Nottoway River Road at around 10:30 p.m. The driver of the vehicle was transported by ambulance to the hospital for a medical emergency not related to the traffic stop. A passenger in the vehicle, 26-year-old Joshua Lee Jones of Creston, informed deputies there was a gun in the vehicle under his seat. Jones admitted that he was a convicted felon and that he was aware he was not supposed to be around firearms. Deputies located the weapon as well as dozens of rounds of ammunition and brass knuckles. Jones was arrested on felony charges that include dominion and control of a firearm by a felon, dominion and control of an offensive weapon by a felon, and dominion and control of ammunition by a felon. His cash-only bond at the Adams County Jail was set at $15,000. Charges are pending against the driver of the vehicle, who was not named in the report. A man who told authorities he had given blood plasma earlier in the day crashed his motorcycle at around 3:10 p.m. Wednesday. Red Oak police say 46-year-old Mark Edward Peterson of Red Oak was traveling south on North Broadway Street when the 1978 Honda CB750K he was operating left the road and collided with a concrete flower bed, causing him to fall off the cycle. The accident happened near the intersection with Coolbaugh Street. Peterson suffered minor injuries and was transported by Red Oak Fire and Rescue to the Montgomery County Hospital. He told officers that in addition to having donated plasma and not remembering the accident, he has suffered from memory loss in the past. The cycle sustained about $500 damage in the crash. There were no citations issued. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said late Wednesday afternoon that no injuries were reported after a car struck a Casey's General Store in Anita Tuesday evening. The accident happened at around 6:30 p.m. as a 2010 Dodge Caliber, driven by 74-year-old Carolyn K. Simons of Anita, was pulling into a parking stall in front of the building. Car jumped the curb and struck the building, causing about $500 damage to the structure and $2,000 damage to the vehicle. A man from Nebraska died during a rollover accident Monday morning in Audubon County. The Iowa State Patrol said yesterday 40-year-old Eric Rutledge of Omaha was traveling south on Highway 71 near Littlefield Drive at around 4:50 a.m. Monday when, for reasons unknown, his 2006 Lexus IS250 crossed the northbound lane and entered the east ditch before rolling numerous times and coming to rest in a nearby gravel lot. Rutledge was pronounced dead at the scene. The accident remains under investigation. In our funeral announcements, Bill Dodson, age 70, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Cavanaugh House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Bill Dodson will be this morning at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle, with Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield in charge of the arrangements. Gail Bud Parker, age 95, of Red Oak and formerly of Villisca, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Bud Parker will be today at 1 o'clock at the Villisca Presbyterian Church. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has the arrangements. James Geezer, age 76, of Harlan, died Monday at Hanson House Memory Care Assisted Living Facility. A mass of Christian burial for James Geezer will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Herb Lee Wood, age 69, of Walnut, died Sunday at Mercy Hospital. Graveside services for Herb Wood will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Otho Cemetery in Webster County. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Dennis Patrick Morgan, age 62, of Stewart, died Tuesday at his home. A funeral mass for Dennis Morgan will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Julia Viola Scott, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday at New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Julia Scott will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Jim Yeager, age 71, of Fontenelle, died June the 20th at the Good Samaritan Center in Fontenelle. A celebration of life service for Jim Yeager will be Saturday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle, with Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle in charge of arrangements. And Irma Schaff, age 90, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Irma Schaff will be next Monday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.